Well, Iran is celebrating 31 years since the Islamic Revolution. The overthrow of the Shah in 1979 saw the birth of the Islamic Republic. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has spoken at a rally in Tehran marking the anniversary, attended by thousands of pro-government supporters. For more now, I'm joined by Dr. Sayed Mohammad Mirandi from the University of Tehran. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Mirandi. Now tell us, President Ahmadinejad gave this speech at the rally today. What were his main points? Summarize them.
Well, I think basically it was a speech about the achievements of the revolution. The rally was huge. It was in the millions in Tehran, and simultaneously there were similar rallies throughout the country. But I think probably the most important point that foreign news sources were interested in was the fact that he said that Iran has been able to enrich uranium at 20% for its experimental reactor in Tehran in order to produce the energy, the nuclear fuel for producing medicine.
Right. Well, I understand that supporters of the opposition are also demonstrating today. How is the government reacting to that?
Well, the government, the police prevented them from getting anywhere near the main rally because the rally itself was in the millions, and their rally was in the hundreds, and it would have only been very problematic because people in general were very angry in the main rally against about what what the so-called green movement has been doing over the past few months. So I think that the police kept them away from the main rally for their own safety.
So Western countries have been vocal in support of the opposition leader Mir Hussein Mousavi when there was such turmoil in the country around the last summer election. But at the same time, the West has been edging towards sanctions against Iran. How do you interpret this policy towards the country?
Well, I think that the hostility towards Iran is nothing new. Even when Mr. Mousavi himself was the prime minister in the 80s, Western countries were very hostile towards Iran. In general, I think Western countries are miscalculating the situation in Iran. The vast majority of Iranians support the revolution, the Islamic revolution, and the reformists who are opposed to Mr. Ahmadinejad, they have separated themselves completely from the so-called green movement. And the reformists themselves participated in the main rally in Tehran. So in general, I think Western countries, they're trying to apply pressure, and their excuse is that Iran is weak. But I think that the rally today shows the opposite, that Iran is very much united, it is very solid, it is very strong, and the people support the nuclear program. But another important point to keep in mind is that Mr. Ahmadinejad said that Iran is keeping the doors open for negotiation if Western countries stop dragging their feet and stop trying to manufacture a crisis. Iran is willing to export its 3.5% uranium still today, even though it has the ability to produce its own 20% enriched uranium. It is willing to export the 3.5% uranium and get 20% uranium in return, but it has to trust Western countries so that they do not confiscate Iranian uranium. I think it would be a major miscalculation on the part of Western countries to try to apply extra sanctions because Iran has its own sticks to reply to them with.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is about to visit Moscow on a three-day visit, and Iran is expected to be discussed. What do you think we can expect from those talks?
Well, I don't know. Obviously, the Israeli regime's prime minister would try to encourage Moscow to take a tone similar to that of Western countries. But I think that Iranians and many people throughout the world are looking to see if Moscow it will remain independent from the United States in this and the Western European countries in this issue, and whether they are going to be a reliable partner for countries such as Iran. I think it is important for Moscow to show that it does not toe the line in Washington and that it is indeed a power that is independent. But in any case, whatever happens in future, the Iranians will not give up their nuclear rights, and they will continue to enrich uranium for peaceful purposes. But if the United States and the EU force new sanctions, then I think that this will be a major escalation of tensions, and I think that will have severe consequences for everyone. If one just looks at the map, you can see that the Iranians have their own sticks to play with. But still, at the end of the day, the Iranians are looking for a peaceful and acceptable solution to all sides. But I think the problem is that the United States is looking for a win-lose situation, where the Iranians are looking for a win-win situation.
All right. Thank you very much. Their analysis from Dr. Syed Mohammed Moran.